time once again for the mailbag. Let's see. Dear Moment of Science, I'm writing this letter from a life raft out in the Pacific. I've been stranded here for days with nothing but my transistor radio. I just wanted to say thanks for the episode you did on whale sharks recently. It took a lot of worry off my mind.
I remember that episode. We talked about how the largest shark in the world, the whale shark, is entirely harmless to people. Despite their enormous size, they only eat microscopic plankton.
True, but something tells me the listener wouldn't want to hear about Carcharodon megalodon.
Wow, that's a mouthful. Say it again.
Carcharodon megalodon. And if you ever met one, you'd be the mouthful.
Why? What is it?
What was it, you mean? Megalodon was the largest shark to ever roam the oceans, thought to be the ancestor of the modern-day great white. Megalodon grew to be over 50 feet long, and unlike modern whale sharks, it was very much a meat eater.
But if Megalodon no longer exists, how do we know any of this?
Paleontologists have discovered fossilized teeth and used them to reconstruct what the jaw size must have been. The teeth are bigger than your hand, and several grown men can stand inside megalodon jaws.
That's really rather frightening.
I should mention for the listener's peace of mind, though, that almost all ichthyologists, people who study fish, agree that megalodon is a long extinct species.
Almost all? That's reassuring.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from Butch Brody in biology.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.